Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Wax her hands together.
Oh, yeah.
Whackity whack.
I was Snapchatting.
Nice and loud. Oh, that was good. That was good. She's going pro.
It's really good.
She slaps it better than anybody I've ever seen.
Coming to you live from the Dirty Stalls, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, no show lineup, with your co-hosts, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon, The Voice, Nani, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Layton.
I prefer to call her Naughty Nani. Because it says, you say The Voice,
you want her to be
Nani.
Because you want her to be naughty.
No, that's not true.
Nothing like that at all.
No, that's not true. I do not want to know what it smells like between her breasts. I don't.
That's like, how we're starting the show,
now
people.
It smells like vape, so.
Yeah.
In
now it smells
shows,
like umbrella.
Blake is
like
all,
melons
yes,
and summer
no,
and refreshment.
Oh, that's horrible. I couldn't take it. I could not do it.
Does it smell like boob sweat?
Yeah, exactly. Well, welcome everyone to a very interesting...
A very special blossom.
A very special, interesting episode.
Whoa!
I think this is going to get really, really bad, really, really quick, and I'm going to enjoy it. Because...
So it's going to be like when you and Molly have sex.
Describe that.
I'm not there. I can't describe it.
Oh, okay.
Except for...
So one of us is going to yell, in stop, one... like, 2 minutes in.
I'll play the part of Blake.
And scene. No. All right, so we have with us The Voice, Dustin. Welcome, sir.
Hello, hello.
How many beers have you had this evening?
Well, we just got here, right? This
right.
Is, yeah, we.
I've but all... you drink and drive all the time, so.
Over the course of 2 weeks.
Over the course, shit. The beer advent calendar's done, so now I'm just drinking for fun.
This show comes out when?
January 2nd.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy.
For those of you who made it.
It was New Year's Eve, so yeah, I've probably had a few.
All right. Brett Conlon, welcome. It's good to be back.
He's a sixlet.
I feel like I was a fucker. I should have gotten.
I've been chowing down on these sixlets. I was mad at first because Jason had 9 sixlets in
That's
his
correct.
Packet. And I had 7.5.
Do not covet thy neighbor's sixlets. It's one of the commandments.
But then, after I got over that initial anger, now I'm just, yeah.
I gave you mine.
And she just keeps...
They're good.
You put my sixlets in your mouth and you enjoyed it.
I don't know why they're so good. Like, they don't have a lot of flavor. They're just little chocolate balls. But they taste so fucking good. Nani, how are you?
I'm good.
You, that was a nice burp.
She's like, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
I drank Jesus. All these PBRs. I hope somebody's taking me home.
Blake's like, you are home.
You've
put your lotion on the skin.
You're going to sleep in the graveyard tonight.
You're going to have so many nightmares tonight.
I wish my apartment had a basement. To put you in.
I'll get 1 sixlet a day.
Yeah, you can call
you
it
you get to hang out with the elf on the shelf. Yeah.
What do you think of hanging out and podcasting with 4 idiotic men?
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot.
Like learning?
I feel like I'm learning a lot, like, on how, I don't know,
you just,
the podcasting world works.
Yeah. This is the opposite of how it works.
I'm learning a lot about vaping.
Vaping, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm learning a lot
I'm a
about
novice.
Each one of you guys.
We cannot do this next time.
No.
We have to do something different with
Hi.
Our... It's creepy.
Would you say that you have formed an opinion about each of
one
these
of us.
People so far?
You want me to go around the
room? I want you to rate these 3.
Yeah.
I want you to rate us...
Did you say rape?
I want you to rape all 3 of these guys right now.
Can't
because
rape
that's
the
just what I'm into.
I would like you... What I would like you to do
I
is...
I like a nice, powerful
okay,
because
here's the thing. Rape means it's unwilling, and I have a feeling...
No, stop. Stop.
Speaking of powerful women, I want to tell you guys a story about how powerful Nani is.
Oh, my thighs.
Your thighs are
oh,
so powerful.
He's going... Yeah, it, okay.
Dustin, you'll probably like this because you like to drink and drive.
What?
I was.
That's the second time it's come up in 5 minutes.
I know. Like, what the hell?
I was driving and not drinking that much. And they were drinking a lot in the back seat, and we had made a like a whiskey drink in a styrofoam cup.
What about a vodka drink? A lager drink?
A cider drink,
you
perhaps?
You could say that we just pissed the night away.
Yeah, okay.
Pissed the night away. But all of a sudden, Nani just exclaims, holy shit, there's whiskey everywhere. The cup broke. And just because... Because
she had power thighs?
Yeah. Oh, that is not where I thought that story was going. That was a bit of a letdown.
I'm sorry. You were doing those vagina exercises.
Just right after...
Oh. Your thighs are taking over the airwaves.
Just right after, okay.
Sex?
No, oh. Right after I was watching a cake fart video. I was
hey, didn't I mention something about cake farting on an episode once? Right.
Oh, okay, is that, I do
I totally
that.
Did.
Is that where you sit on a cake and fart? Is that what it is?
There's
just
fart websites.
I've never seen it. That's a waste of a cake, right?
It's a waste of a fart.
No, who's going to eat that? Or is that part of the fetish that you eat that cake?
Yeah, I don't know if the fetish is like to eat the cake or
you're
just
eat
see
that
someone
cake.
Fart on the cake. And
you're going to eat that cake, that skid mark cake.
I don't know if there's a guy in the corner of these videos just like just whacking off the whole time.
There
like,
is.
Yeah, fart on that cake.
Okay, I got to bring it back. So I want you to go around the table to each one of us and describe us in one word with the 3 weeks that you've spent with us.
3 whole weeks.
Oh, I know. These three. Can you guys hear me okay?
She's been in a room with us for 3 weeks.
We hear you
weeks.
Fine. Okay. The problem is Dino Bravo, the strong man over here, messed some stuff up. But
me? Whoops.
Dino Bravo got killed.
I know.
Like gang style.
Well, no, the 3 whole weeks, it's been crazy here.
Hot and sweaty.
I haven't slept.
I know, right?
Haven't slept, like... haven't changed our clothes.
Changed my clothes.
We're just going to podcast until we die. Yeah. Jason, one word to describe.
One word. Smooth.
Ooh. Like butter.
Nice.
I'd have to say,
tell you what, she's not wrong.
I've called him smooth before when I found out some information about him. I better proceed.
What are you talking about? Recent information?
Yeah. Proceed.
About coitus?
Coitus?
Okay.
Are we proceeding or going on with our merry lives?
We can talk about my coital. We have an hour of no-show content. We can talk about whatever you want.
So... You've had coitus lately. More than once?
Yeah.
With the same person?
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
How is the sex?
It's all right. It's all right. It's
Think she's listening right now?
I don't think so. It's I'm currently sleeping with a black girl.
Mr. Man, smooth.
That subscription I got him to Farmers Only paid off.
And
she's much
oddly high percentage of black farmers out there.
He's like, I got this one.
Instead of coming out with a shotgun saying you're sleeping with my daughter, don't touch my daughter. He came out with a basketball
and just dunked on you.
Yeah, he slam dunked me, and then he
in your face
gave me the Hakeem and wagged his finger in front of my face.
Not today.
That's Dikembe.
That's what I said.
Naughty.
I talk like Cookie Monster. Yes.
Me in one word.
Horny.
That is fair.
Bingo.
I was going to say obsessed.
No, I don't think it's obsessed.
Okay.
I think it's just...
Maybe obsessed with like one part of her.
No, not at all.
That's too many words.
I think he's just horny in general. I feel you need to like...
Deprived. He was Howard Stern for Halloween and he hasn't got out of character. So.
It's really unfair too because while you're obsessed with one part of her, I think Lever 2000 has taught us that there's 2001 parts of a person and you shouldn't just focus on one part of her.
Oh, she has beautiful brown eyes. Dustin in
Thank
one word.
You.
See?
I'm glad you made that plural.
I gotcha. Dustin.
Charlie Brown Eye Christmas.
A lush.
I was going back and forth between just flat out cool.
Ooh.
I'll take it.
No, she's leaning the other way now.
Okay.
Something that has to do with your drunk driving.
Yeah, which I really don't understand where this is coming from.
Hit the hat trick, 7
Sexy
minutes.
Sexy and reckless.
Yeah. No, I don't want the next episode being like drunk driving Dustin and like
there's no stopping it now.
Yeah, my parents are gonna be like, "What is going on?"
It'll be like
your parents listen to this?
They're aware of it. I played a couple of the promo videos for them the other night while having dinner over there. They thought it was funny.
This is the problem with the show. Many people are aware of it, but no one's listening.
I like that. Mom, Dad, the mashed potatoes are great. Hey, watch Blade talk about 69 and his wife and the sounds he makes.
Well, every episode.
Like, I don't think my parents are the target demographic because my dad wasn't quite sure what you were smoking during the episode.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, Dad, it's like...
It's a robot cigarette.
It's an e-cigarette. It is not a marijuana.
Like
an iPod
with nicotine.
Nadia, Brett in one word. Let's
I mean, you can say it.
Let's be honest.
Well hung is two words, I think.
Yeah.
Hung!
I'll say dreamy.
Oh, that's
Heartland heartthrob. I mean, that's accurate. That right? is accurate.
If you are pretty. Spell that with a dash. That's one word.
It's when he sings, isn't it? Was that what just made you? Let's just
melt.
Cream your jeans. Is that what made you cream your jeans? The first time? You just saw him sing.
That and a thousand other things.
Oh,
whoa!
The first time he said not a single fucking letter. I dropped on the ground, pounded myself in the dick, and said, if I was gay, I'd fuck this guy. But he doesn't seem to want me. So.
Well, I'm not gay, and I just kissed him under the mistletoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys did share a kiss.
He's dreaming.
Mistletoe up? It's January 2nd. I felt like we shared our entire lives in that
moment. Physically, you and I shared a kiss.
What house are we in?
Emotionally, we shared a hell of a lot more. Yeah.
These guys didn't understand. They were just trying to cash in on our emotional moment.
How dare you?
How dare thee? Nani, describe yourself in one word.
Oh, that's hard.
We don't want you to describe her in one word.
No, that's okay. That's why I am. I was going to say bubbly, but fuck you guys.
You say busty?
Bubbly.
I'm going to say, I don't know. That's is this a job interview?
You're fired. Get out of here.
Tell me your strengths. Besides my thighs.
I'll probably say I have...
Adventurous.
I know.
Three, two, one, go.
God damn, why do we have to keep telling you them?
Kind. Oh. I'll say kind.
You've been very kind so far.
You have been.
Kind.
You're putting up a lot of bullshit here.
And to have to hold his hand everywhere, you've got to be kind. What do you got going on, Jason? What do you want to talk about? What do you want
to... I need to come up with a plan to pay off my credit card.
Oh, yeah. I'll join in on that plan, my friend.
Maybe if we consolidate.
Yeah.
Let's do like a Chuck and Larry thing.
Where? Who?
Like Chuck and Larry. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Where Sandler married Kevin James.
Should we have to pretend we're gay?
Who's
Am
pretending?
I the top or are you the bottom?
Wink.
I don't know.
You know what? Wherever you want me to go. Whatever we have to do to consolidate our
debt. I don't think either
debt.
One of us looks like a twink or...
I shave up pretty nice. I can get real smooth. So says Nani.
Except your nipple, because you'll cut that right off.
On a previous episode, we did talk about my manscaping and how I almost shaved my nipple off.
Okay, let's talk about your
my nipple.
No, your economic issues. Okay.
Oh man.
No, you want to get this credit card paid off. Right?
I do want to get my credit card paid off.
Give me a ballpark figure, not an exact number.
How much I owe?
Yes.
I honestly don't know the exact number, but it's in the range of like $4,000.
Oh, that's it? I owe that in just medical bills from this year.
That's not bad. No, not at all.
Consider yourself lucky, my friend.
I'm also paying, I think I owe like $60,000 on my house.
60?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I got a mortgage too.
Those are my troubles, y'all. Anyway, if you're saying that's not that bad, then I feel all right.
That's not bad.
No, you're good.
Yeah,
no,
you're, not bad at
you're
all.
Fine.
I'm going to knock off a big chunk of that, I think, when my tax return comes off.
You get that big of a tax return?
I remember those.
I hope we'll see. And then I'm going to, I've been jerking off guys $10 a man under the bridge, too.
I think the best bet
He's collecting samples for Nani's business.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Please aim in the cup, sir.
Why don't you just go ahead and find a girl to marry her, and then you can use her income and her... Assets.
You know
assets.
What? I could have married
yes.
my previous girlfriend,
yes,
but I didn't want to, partly because of her and partly because I don't want to get married.
But you were just talking about Chuck and Larry. I mean, this is just a better way to do it is to find a young lady.
But we can amicably split.
I've got more debt than you, so
no.
I don't think it's going to help
Dustin,
you
what's
out.
What's your ballpark figure of debt?
Yeah, what's your ballpark
Jesus.
Figure?
I've got student loans. I've got a mortgage. I've got a credit card. Yeah. I got a divorce, so that depleted my bank account. Yeah. I'm scraping by, but I'm eating.
And we're having fun. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, exactly. You can't take it with you.
If I wasn't here tonight, I'd be slitting my wrists.
You can stay here all as long as you need to.
It's not worth it for $4,000.
This is all I have.
I mean, maybe get past $10,000 then.
Yeah,
I mean, consider suicide.
Yeah, I mean, you're, what, 60, $65,000 in the hole? Fucking who cares?
Okay, I feel pretty good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right, we fixed it. All right, yeah. Cool.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, all right, guys.
We fixed your problems.
Who's got a problem? Who's up next? Anyone make the mistake
of
doing
phones are
kind of anime
right
sex?
Now.
Anyone make that mistake?
What? Yeah, so like our feel, you know, I've been wanting to go into more voice work, and you said that you've done some anime work, so I don't know, like,
tell us.
Yeah.
So yes. I used to, in a little bit of my life, I lived in Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Disney and their anime porn.
Kissimmee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love
was that,
no,
was that the question?
No.
I like how you just laid it on the line right
there,
Jason.
Brett, you were
like, if I don't say something,
earlier.
Blake's going to make the first move. He's like, I'm just going to lay it on the line.
I'm getting in there right now, fellas.
So,
I was going to sing a song.
I had a...
Hold on, I was going to sing a song.
Okay, go for it.
Just kiss me. Forget all about that other stuff. Kiss me. Your big sweet red lips will be enough. Don't worry about your lipstick. I'm going to kiss it all away. That ain't your color anyway.
That's not 6 months.
Oh, I thought right here. Yeah, I thought he was going to sing
Kiss
Me.
Kiss Me. Do you know who I sang? Do you know who that was that I was singing? Does anybody know who that was that I was singing?
No. Green,
Harry Connick fucking Jr.
No matter what you were singing, it will not be good as Sixpence None the Richer.
Okay, fine. Anyway.
Nothing will ever be as good as that.
Okay, you were so back. You were selling yourself in Orlando, Florida.
I was. So,
wow.
I had a neighbor. I'm sorry. I had weird. A neighbor. Like, where I was at was like a school full of people that like did arts, so like movies and film and gaming and everything.
Sure.
Was it so,
the Art
was
Institute?
It called? Sale something?
Full
Sale. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Art Institute.
Don't ever go there.
I feel like it's a kind of a ripoff thing.
It's
like,
a big ripoff.
I think I signed something once in like 2003, and for like the next 4 or 5 years, I get a call every 6 months.
Yeah.
It's a new literature.
They like those people, like the higher ups that work there, are richer than anyone.
But it's like all like all media, internet,
yeah, it's all
music.
Like arts and yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was in a group, like I was like surrounded by all these people that like to make films.
You're surrounded by a bunch of people that make films.
Yeah. Hmm. Mm-hmm. And
you didn't go there or anything though?
No, I didn't go there.
Okay.
I was there with somebody that was going there. And so basically my neighbor, my downstairs neighbor, his name was Waldo.
Waldo from downstairs. You hey.
And he was from California. And he was doing an anime porn. He was putting together an anime porn. Oh my god!
Your face.
Did you want to change your adjective about Blake real quick?
I don't think it would be smooth.
Blake just hawked an oyster right into an empty Mountain Dew can for all of our faithful listeners.
That was the third one too. Sorry, I'm recovering.
Oh, man. I can't believe Molly never had sex with you.
Hey, come on. Hey, fuck up. It's a new year.
Yeah.
You can turn it all around.
Could be worse. You could owe somebody $4,000.
Oh, shit. Back to zero.
Your New Year's resolution.
Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Okay, so, anime porn.
Say about your sex movie.
So, okay. So, Waldo was like, oh, hey, I kind of am looking for someone, and I think you would be a good candidate to do some voices for my anime porn. And I was like, all right, why not?
You only live
I
once.
Have nothing, right. Yeah, I have nothing else better to do.
You don't want to be so, you don't want to be on your deathbed and go, God, I had a chance to do
that's
voices.
A story you can tell right? The grandkids.
Been my shot.
Yep, that's what they do.
I've heard that story far too many times, Blake.
So I brought one of my friends with me. She came with just because, you know, I don't know.
For oral support?
Like, I know. Yeah, yeah. Like, Waldo was a cool Buzzing. Guy, but, like, who knows?
Right.
Like,
something fishy could have gone down. If somebody would have said that to me, I would have said, hey, there might be something fishy, but we'll try it.
Yeah.
So I got it.
So I get down to his room.
So he's doing it downstairs?
Yes. He has, like, a
Waldo
studio.
Waldo from downstairs.
Like, you know, like, he's, like, he had, like, computer and, like, film and, like, gamer kind of guy. So he had, like, everything set up there. And like little recording, you know.
Had you ever heard moaning coming from down there before?
No. No. Yeah. He was an interesting guy, though. He was like your typical, like, really, really nerdy gamer guy.
With a name like Waldo, I find that
And that
very
was his
hard
real name.
There's
apparently.
Only one path you can go down in life when your name's Waldo.
Your parents doom you
Don't
from
name
birth
your kid down. Waldo.
So I just did some oohs and ahs and
shit.
O's
you did that a couple weeks ago.
Can you give us like an example?
Yeah, so just such as.
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't like being okay. On the spot with the.
Imagine
you're back in Orlando, Florida right now.
Just close down.
You're at Waldo's house.
Hey, here wait.
The lights are turned down low.
Here, let me paint a picture.
It's gonna be Waldo.
Okay, close your eyes. Okay, imagine there's four guys are sitting around a table with you. You're tied up and you can't do anything. Somebody has a gun to your head and says, if you don't talk in your anime porn voice, we're going to shoot you. Okay, now. No pressure.
So I just did a lot of like... You guys are... Okay.
The one like, time, the one time I'm not looking at her.
We're recording this,
I,
right?
I don't think I really can do this. So I did just like a lot of like... I can't do this.
I'll do it.
Was it like
that? Probably something exactly like that.
Just like that.
Just exactly
like that. And a lot of like.
Baby. Oh, what? Baby.
This is Blake's bread and butter right here.
I would
never watch that porn.
I watch it
every day.
It's like negative boner right there.
Is that
negative
possible?
Negative boner.
Yeah. So it becomes an innie?
There you go. Episode title, negative boner.
Negative boner.
Negative woman boner. No woman boner.
Inverted schlong.
I can't spell inverted.
No, negative.
Phonetics.
No, okay, but
so we still want to hear one of the sounds.
I know. I can't. No. I can't do a sex sound. Like, I had to practice a little bit before I went over there just so I could.
Because you were a virgin?
Like... Yes.
Okay. And you're still a virgin, right? That's the closest.
No, yep, right. I am. I'm saving myself
for
a heartthrob, for a true Heartland heartthrob.
Yeah.
Does it attract
she just
you?
Just builds the thigh strength until it's ready.
Someday I'm gonna use this.
How much did you get paid for this?
$0.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I did it. I did it for a friend
for fun
and just for
she
fun.
She did it for the exposure.
And why not? And just for the experience. Like, because now I can sit here and tell
exactly.
you guys that I...
You're like, I'm going to be on a podcast 10 years from now.
I mean, all I've done is radio commercials. You know, I haven't done...
For what, though?
Anime right? porn. Yeah.
For dildo plungers, perhaps?
Hey.
No.
I've done a couple radio commercials,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we were talking a little bit about this before the show started, but we wanted to put a halt to it so we could get all the questions out and actually create a show. With
specifically.
And use this as content. You said it was hard to find
yes.
the thing that you were. Is it possible that maybe it wasn't a thing that was real? And
this guy is beating off to it right now.
I saw a little bit of it that he showed me, but then he wasn't there for that much longer because he graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and he got what he needed from you.
Left. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Picked up and left and went to California, back to California. And I've tried to find him. To
ever,
ask him about it because it's come up in talking lately. What?
Is it possible is Waldo it, wasn't his real name?
Do you ever ask yourself, where's Waldo?
Was his
we were all waiting for the best
Here's
part.
Waldo.
You nailed it.
Was his sister's name his Carmen?
Yes.
San Diego.
Yep.
That is good. That is good.
Did you often lose track of him in a crowd full of people?
Did he wear red?
He did.
I think you got bamboozled.
I think, I don't know.
You know what I could do right now?
I don't know, because this guy, yeah.
I could go online, I could find a filthy anime, or hentai, mm-hmm. as it is, and I will admit that I know what anime porn is called. You could find that, he could mute it and say, look what I've got here, and then you could just do the voiceover, and he's just like, oh, I know this girl, I'm going to fucking whack it to this. Do you think that happened, perhaps?
Maybe.
Do you know, do you know the name?
American USA number one, big guy.
You're Americans.
Did he seem
have
like a
very large penis?
Did he seem like a rather lonely person?
No, he wasn't very lonely. He was very like.
Dude, Waldo is killing it with the chicks. Are you kidding me?
I mean, he was
he seemed
like
it.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he's obviously really good at luring you in.
Yeah.
Are you coming
but
to
I'm
a lot
also
of realizations
a
right now?
Kind person.
That's true. Yeah. You're
remember.
So I was like.
Kind. That's her way of ending the story. Yeah. She's like, did I mention I was a really kind person at the beginning of the show?
Would you ever do another anime porn again?
Yes.
You want money this time? Any kind of proof that it's a real thing? That you're
contract.
Just
wants,
okay.
I want a contract.
She wants a DVD
want
copy.
Some,
at least get the
Moolah.
Link. At least get the link.
I want all of that.
Can we ask? I mean, I know you're trying to get out of talking about
production
this,
credits.
One more question.
Yes.
What you said you did see part of it. What was happening in it?
It was like drawings that that you put on the computer. Like I don't know how to explain it, but like you make characters on the computer.
The,
like,
the wiener was going in the hoo-ha.
Was it two people? Was it a monster? Someone mentioned tentacles, which is not an unrealistic thing.
It was
that
two people.
There.
It
Jason
was two people.
And it was like, was it cartoon or was it like 3D
cartoon.
Looking things?
Cartoon. Like, yeah. Well, no, more like 3D looking things.
More like a computer animated looking thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a Pixar movie.
Computer animated. That's the word I was looking for.
I will do everything like in my power to find this.
Like those Taiwanese news segments. You know? Sounds good. Yeah, I like that. Look nothing like the things.
Wow. That's very interesting.
But real porn, I don't know if I...
Oh, we were going to ask that.
Oh, if you would be in real porn.
I'm glad that you got that out there, though.
Yeah, that wasn't on the table at all, I don't think.
We're just going to call this episode Nani. Wow. Okay.
Hey, Nani Nani.
What else do we have on the...
Oh, boy.
We don't have an outline.
A very loose schedule
where
here.
Do you go from
good luck
porn.
Topping that.
Yeah.
Right. No. Well, I guess we could say real quick, I think we did really put all my financial worries to rest. Does anyone else have any problems that we can solve on the show real quick?
I got some legal issues, but
any you can talk about?
Do you guys like my eyes? How the surgery went well? Obviously,
it did go well.
Everything is scanning up real nice.
That's you're not a little blind. Weird.
Yes, they look like they're there in the video, but they're really not.
Everything's clotting very well.
Yeah. I was really worried.
I like the mascara and eyeshadow that you got tattooed on.
Perfect. It's just those easier. Biker girls are just badass. Yeah. You're not sticking a needle on my fucking eyelid.
Oh, every morning I get up and I'm fucking tired. I don't want to put mascara on. I tell you what. How about you stick that needle in my eyelid 1,000 times so I don't ever have to do it again? That's a great idea.
I used to work with a woman who had alopecia. And, like, she had no body hair whatsoever. So she wore a wig every day. And I think she did have tattooed. That's, like, the only instance I can see where that would be acceptable. But she had it permanently tattooed.
He was my neighbor. Alopecia. He's a real nice guy.
Oh, did you know him?
So, Dustin?
Yep.
Dustin, you basically just raised your hand. So
Did I?
You just put a target on your forehead.
I was just talking about alopecia.
He's drunk, okay?
Take me home. I'm drunk. He's like, don't worry. I'll drive.
Oh, there we go.
I got it.
How would you rate your drunk driving skills?
Shut up. I don't drive drunk.
And this is the problem we're going to solve.
Mr. and Mrs. Wyckoff, he does not drink and drive.
No, I
this
don't.
This is all in good fun.
Nope.
I've
do
never...
I have any DUIs? No, I don't. Do I have any tickets since I turned 17? No, I don't.
Okay. Don't get defensive.
Hey,
God,
I'm just telling you.
You're getting defensive.
You're really pissing him off.
I know. Should we skip him?
He's hiding something.
Don't make the voice angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
We don't like you right now.
We don't like you when you drink. That's
it would almost be hilarious if you got angry.
Yeah, it's not me.
He's very stoic, even keeled.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Bro to bro.
Mano.
I think
mano.
You guys should talk under.
There's three other people here,
the
so the mano a mano.
You know what?
Thing
you guys talk.
Work
we'll work something. We'll just talk over here.
Yeah.
Audio wise, it'll probably work out.
Oh.
I feel like Jason's still got some more questions for Nani.
I got a lot.
I can answer as much as I can.
I'm interested.
You sound like it.
He's interested.
I'm interested to know
how
you got so into your love for music.
I don't even know.
He's like,
it's just,
I've got 37 hours to tell you this.
No, it's just, it's one of those things. Like, my parents were never really big music fans. I didn't have a vinyl collection or anything to just delve into. It was something I kind of came into on my own. And, you know, like, I've always just... Music's my thing, you know. I've bought vinyl and cassettes and CDs and back to vinyl, and you know, I just
you listen to WTF with Marc Maron, right?
Yep.
Every once in a while, he'll talk about how it was either
he owns a record from my store.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah,
that's very cool. I would listen to him sometimes, and he'll say like everyone needs that guy, that older brother, some dude in the neighborhood.
I was totally the older brother for some people.
But what about you? Did you have that guy that you could look to? Not necessarily your parents, like you're saying, but did you have someone that you could say, "Oh, you're introducing me to all this new
that
stuff"?
That wasn't until I was in college, and it was the guy who owns the store that I run. My buddy Denny lives in Nashville. Once I was like 18 and working at the store, he introduced me to a bunch of bands from like Europe and stuff that I had no idea, and that kind of just started me.
It built
finding,
on what
yeah,
you
yeah,
had
yeah.
already had.
He's like, "Oh, you totally like these guys," and then you know, and then I'd find out like, "Oh yeah, now I have to buy their entire catalog and stuff." But when
18
I
is
was
pretty late in the game, but
yeah, and that's what I mean. Like a lot of bands, I just kind of came into on my own. I had a circle of friends in high school that some of them would wear punk T-shirts and stuff, and it's like. Screeching Weasel. Okay, I should look into them. And then, like, I listened to them. I was like, holy shit, why haven't I been listening that to these
was,
guys longer?
That was, you know? Pandora back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to find out what your friends were listening right. to, what they were wearing, and say, what's the origin of this?
You know, and when I was young and I had tons of disposable income that I wish I had now, you know, I could read a magazine article and it'd be like, this band sounds like such and such. I'd just buy it. I wouldn't even hear anything. I would just like, okay, right. they're supposed to sound like this. Sounds like something I dig. I'll buy it. And most of the time, it was good. Sometimes you get stuck with a clunker. And
sometimes it's bad, but like the good thing is you can trade.
Yeah, especially since I worked at a record store. Yeah, I could just trade it back.
How many
and
albums,
I got it cheaper. So
how many albums did Flipper sell after Kurt Cobain wore the Flipper shirt? You know, I mean, that's the kind of shit that
yeah.
people looked for
right.
towards to see what else is out there. What else
no,
should I
I've
to?
Always, you know, been... I've had to discover a lot of bands on my own and just like by reading things and, you know, I found out about the Smiths, you know, from a book, you know, and it was like,
that's weird.
Yeah. They referenced the Smiths and like nobody I knew listened to the Smiths. And so I checked them out. I was like, okay, yeah, these guys have been around forever, but I'm just now finding out about them. And
if,
you know,
if
I had an uncle that I would listen to Guns N' Roses and Def Leppard and right. Cinderella and all those when I was younger.
If you had to choose between never having sex again or never being able to listen to music
I've been asked this question before. and you know what? I have an answer.
Okay.
Because I've listened to enough music in my life, I can never hear another song and still hear it in my head perfectly fine.
There you go.
I can't do that with fucking...
What about your hand? What about your hand?
It's not the same, and you should know that.
Okay, yeah.
It's been so long for Jason.
I got a mental jukebox that'll last me for years if I really had to.
I've got some mental videos.
Dustin, if you are obviously a musical connoisseur, what is your most hated band?
Ooh.
And no explanation.
Oh.
Is it Orgy?
I saw Orgy in concert. I have seen Orgy Yikes. Live at the Madison Theater. They had one album out.
Madison.
They played the entire album.
Madison.
The headliner lasted 40 minutes.
Candy
and we were like, yeah, it was right after Candy Ass came out. And the show was over, and we're like, that's it? Like,
well, they were, I think they that band specifically, this is such a nerdy thing to talk about. They were put together as a band.
They were on Korn's label, Elementary.
And then they rocketed real quick because the studio
They did
was
the
behind.
Blue Monday
yeah.
New Order
But I mean,
cover.
It wasn't like they were touring forever or old buddies. I don't
no.
think. I think they were just assembled, essentially.
Yeah.
And then they kind of had that whole...
I think Jay, the singer, still keeping it going to some point.
Is it? I honestly kind of like that song, Stitches. I will admit to that.
Yeah, their second album... It's a solid album. I still listen to that one. Yeah, and that's the one like a lot of people just bailed on and stuff, but it's a solid record.
Rick Conlon. If you were to...
But to answer your question, I don't know if I have a least favorite... Oh, yes, I do.
Just think of, like, there has to be someone that just, like, you're just so
annoyed.
The
Doors.
Okay.
The Doors.
So much hate on the
I can
Doors.
Respect that.
I Such do not like the Doors. That is one of my bands, and I think it's been brought up on this show before because Jim Morrison contacted me in the chat room and told me to shut up. But like that used to be a question. Like if I was, you know, getting to know a girl and be like, "What are your thoughts on the Doors?" And then she's like, "I hate the Doors." I'll be like,
well, "Let me show you
all
the
right,
door."
Right.
Like
I had one tell me, she's like, "I will yell, 'I hate the Doors' when I'm in bed with you," and I'm like, "Okay, that'll work."
Nice.
Not if you want it to last, you won't.
I love the Doors when he's all fat and bearded, like at the end of their career.
I've just never been a fan. I just find him so extremely pretentious, and I don't know.
I just
like
love
they got a couple
ridiculous.
Good songs, but one of their good songs rips off the Kinks, so I'd rather just listen to the Kinks, you know.
Brett Conlon.
That's just me.
If for excuse me, tomorrow you bet your untimely death. Okay.
Well, we're getting heavy.
Tomorrow.
January 4th.
What song that you have written do you want to be remembered by?
What song that I have written?
What's that song where it's like you're talking about being out on the road? And,
Home on Time?
That's one.
That's a good song. That is probably a good song that is like, that's probably one of my most straightforward, honest songs that has no metaphors, no, like, there's no trickery in that song. It's just like, hey,
this is...
I'm not at home and I'm away from home more than I feel like I should be at that point in my life. And, you know,
it's a tearjerker.
I just miss people.
That one's a tearjerker. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Am I the only one that has a list prepared for songs they want played at their own funeral?
We talked about this in our time.
I used to be like that. I was like,
yeah, yeah.
But then I felt like a total asshole. I was like, I just want
to
play like
one I need to write it down
song at my funeral. And people will be like, what the fuck? Like,
I just want Duran Duran's Girls on Film Lucas at my funeral. About an hour and a half or so.
This is going to be the chicken dance for me.
So, what song?
Maybe that one. I don't know. There's. It's so hard to pick something that you wrote because
that's why I'm asking.
Everything's like a moment.
I don't ask
in your
easy
life,
fucking questions.
And everything's like so different from song to song about what it's about. Because there's songs that I've written that I don't even play anymore that I played with bands I was in back in the day that I was like, well, this song's just like an awesome song about how much I love hanging out with my friends when I was 17, 18 years old.
Right.
And, you know.
That is not me.
The hour is upon us.
Elf on the Shelf is making an appearance.
Right. He's going to be coming out here pretty soon. So you can't answer the question. You won't come back to you.
I would say at this point, like, Home on Time is a really honest song.
Okay.
That's
I nailed it.
That's a good song.
Dude. I think
and I feel like that like leaves everybody. Everybody can relate to that song, and like that's why I like writing songs is that I can bring people together through a song. Like I feel like sometimes you write something that's really personal, and people are like, eh, "Like I get that, but I've never been there."
Right.
I think everybody's been at that point in their life where they just miss people that they love.
I think the reason why you had such a connection and knew that answer is because you guys made out a while ago.
Yeah, by osmosis.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I can see that being. Yeah, that's the case. I think.
When I sleep with a girl, like we get telepathic connections and
stuff. Elf-lepathy?
What a pain in the ass would be.
I'm sure when you guys.
What happened with me and Jason was like those new phone commercials where you can just touch your phones together and you transfer stuff. I think that's what happened.
You know about me now that you didn't know before?
I don't want to say.
Okay, thank you.
I feel
you.
Like everyone would be frightened.
No, that's fine. That's the right response.
For legal reasons, I can't say.
Well, I've got a few things we could talk about.
I know how many messages you've sent out from your dating profile and how many messages you've received. And the ratio is very off balance.
You want to make me cry?
Plenty of fish sticks.
It is tough. Especially if you're on the free dating sites. I think you're just getting, you know, like the sedimentary stuff that's settled at the bottom of the river. It's not good. It's bad out there. Mm. You said you've never done...
No.
Right?
Still haven't got there
either
yet.
Either of you? No. I'd never done it.
I would never do it.
I would never do it. You know what, Breckon? Fuck you, Breckon.
I'm just saying that because like I'm just a big believer in what's going to happen is going to happen. Like
I haven't been single long enough to get to that point, I guess.
Well, I honestly, when I talked to Blake about doing the segment Let's Get Personals, it was because I wanted to create show content and I had never done it before.
Yeah.
And it has been interesting. There's some weird people out there.
Oh, for sure.
And it has been interesting and an education to do it. I'm about done with it.
The novelty has worn off.
Yeah, nothing's really come of it, honestly. And I'm kind of glad because there's really been some weirdos.
There's
out there.
Weirdos. In the
Is there one called like Big Fish? Or
no,
Real
plenty of fish. Plenty That's of the fish one he's that, on.
Okay.
Yeah,
fish.
Okay, and he's also on Christian Mingle.
I'm on OKCupid.com.
Oh, but and blackpeople.com.
Yeah, meet black people.
Meet black people. Black people meet.
Black people meet.
My profiles, I think, are pretty funny. Blake, you write through them.
They're really well written. They're really well
you
written.
You didn't write them, did you?
No.
I like boobs.
They're really well written. And if a girl with any kind of brain or any kind of creativeness or any kind of sense of humor would read them, they would be messaging him and saying,
right.
You know, that's, you know.
Do you feel like when you make a online dating profile, do you feel like you have to hold yourself back or do you just like put it all out there? Like, this is what I like, this is what I hate. And if you don't like it, then we shouldn't even hang out at all.
No, I try to be all positive. Some people will be like, if you got your shirt off in a profile, don't even bother messaging me. But
how do you know
all topless, mine are all topless.
Right.
Fine, then I won't.
Is that the voice?
I was like,
that is the voice. There's a voice option.
No, I'm the voice. I thought I was the voice.
And thank you for doing my profile for me.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Your voice.
Yeah, take your shirt off, baby.
I've actually got, we're going to go downstairs later. I've got some voice work for you to do, too.
Okay.
Yeah. My friend Waldo is waiting for me.
Yeah.
He made it.
We found him.
Honestly, the profile.
The bastard was wearing a red and white striped shirt. You never would have known.
The whole time.
Goddamn cane. That he had a cane, right?
Why did he need a cane? He was such a young man. He looked like he didn't look like he needed a cane.
Yeah, he had epilepsy.
Maybe he had some kind of war wound that he
war wound.
He was in Desert Storm. Saddam found Waldo.
That right. was about the right time, wasn't it? About Desert Storm,
you know. Let's dress this fucker like a candy cane.
What's
put him in the desert,
Jason? I can find him. What's the most like bizarre person you've had come at you from your dating profile?
The guy with the knife and a dress on.
That chick with the dick was wild. No, I had this girl. I was messaging back and forth for like about a day and a half, and
straight.
Kind of off and on, yeah, throughout the day.
36 hours straight.
Oh, I thought you meant was she straight?
Like the 3 weeks that we've been sitting here straight.
And she was, in her profile, she talked a little bit about like readings and tarot card stuff. And I think that's all a bunch of bullshit.
Did she ever say, the cards don't lie?
Your man, he's in jail.
Boom, but
don't
plot.
Believe him. Don't be believing him, honey.
Call me now for your free reading.
I can't believe she ended up in jail. She was so trustworthy.
Her username was Miss Chloe 69. Yeah. And I was just, click.
Yeah.
We were messaging each other, and I gave her my phone number, so we were texting back and forth, and she started sending me like nudes of herself, and I didn't ask.
You're like, well, I'm not comfortable.
Unsolicited nudes. Oh yeah. That happens.
Nothing says desperate like.
No, you know,
I'm just gonna force these nude pictures of you on myself.
You know what that means? Those pictures are not of her. That's like catfishing big time. Like,
did
that's,
you see her face in the pictures, or was it just
her face?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's bizarre. So I was messaging her a little bit, and then she started sending me those, and I was like, whatever. So then we're like, you know what? Do you want to meet sometime?
The boobs don't lie.
You're like, hey, I appreciate that.
Hey, nice roast beef lips. I really want to go on a date with you. Jeez. I know you don't. I obviously you don't want to go to Arby's.
Oh boy.
She was telling me about her tarot cards and the readings. She says everyone's empathic in some way. They can, if you really focus in, and you can. I wasn't giving her any shit. I was being genuinely curious about what she thought, what she had to say about it. And then we kind of set up a time to meet, and the next day I was like, hey, I'm going to head this way if you're still willing, and I never heard anything from her. And I was just like, it's probably for the best, because she's probably – I wanted the experience. I knew she was a fucking weirdo, but I still wanted the experience. I would have gone and met her somewhere.
If she said, could I have a piece of your hair?
Meanwhile,
you have given it to her?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're feeling a stabbing pain in your lower back. She has a voodoo doll made of you.
Anyway, that was probably the weirdest. But then there's some other things, too, but that was the weirdest one.
Yeah.
So
this is the new year. The new year's come.
2015.
Do you have any resolutions, Blake?
What is this year? Chinese?
Yes, I do.
Chinaman New Year.
Is it?
Which China?
I don't know what year it is. I haven't done the research.
Blake's resolution is to have more sex.
The year of the bukkake.
The year of the bukkake.
I hope you have more sex next year.
No, I get enough sex.
This year.
I get enough sex.
This year. Hope you get some this year, too.
Yeah. I got to wait until 2016.
You got a long way to go.
is that your resolution, then, to have
no
sex?
No, I have enough sex. I think my New Year's resolution is that I want to care more about other people. My wife seems to tell me and has been telling me for months and months and months.
You like empathy?
No, interest. I think. Oh, okay. No, I think I'm a pretty good friend, but I think I'm a non-nosy friend. I think, you know, I don't like to go over the line, but I think it shows people might perceive it as me not caring.
I see.
And so my New Year's resolution in 2015 is to maybe ask the next question when I normally wouldn't. Does that make sense?
That's a good one. That's an attainable one, too.
Right.
Yeah. I think you could pull that off.
Yeah. So, but to be consistent through the year, not just do it the first 2 weeks and be like, okay, now everybody, fuck you guys. I don't think I'm a selfish person. I just don't. I don't like to pry, and it's hard for me to decide what is prying and what is showing that you care.
Yeah, when you got your own shit going on. And
well,
stuff too.
But it's. I don't want people to think I'm being prying. But Molly says it's not prime.
Sometimes
you're
just
showing
have to give them like the option of, hey,
right,
I'm your friend. You can tell me this, or you can't tell
me
this.
Right, right. And I think that's what I need to do. And I don't really do that. Like,
I consider Jason a good friend, but like I don't go.
A week ago, you said he was possibly your best friend.
Well, things happen.
Downgrade.
Yeah,
things happen. I'm using it as an example. You know, like, and so if he says, "Oh, I've been sick all week," like I'm like, "Oh, that sucks," and then I move on to
sucks to be you.
But what I want to,
you're my buddy,
right? What I'm supposed to do, what I'm going to do, is say, "Oh, what was wrong with you?"
Now, do you want to ask that question?
Yeah, because if you ask me that question, I would just be honest and be like, "I've just been pissing out my ass all week."
I think it's
are you
not
getting
that
pressure from Molly, or is it like a social pressure, or do you genuinely feel like you want to ask that question?
I generally feel like I probably do want to know, but I feel that it's I feel like I don't want to be out of line.
Let me volunteer to be your guinea pig, and then you can get a lay of the land by asking me that next question. And if you feel like you like that, you keep going with it. How about that?
You're going to make a documentary about Jason's life.
Right.
That's where this
is. Well, like Dustin, me and Dustin have become good friends.
Yeah.
And
his voice went real high on that. Like, like unnecessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're good friends. Yeah. We're really good friends.
Yeah. No.
And
we're real good friends.
And I just, I don't want to seem like a nosy son of a bitch. Like, when, you know. Does that make sense?
There's a line.
I was having a meltdown at work, and you asked.
Right, but was it a nosy?
I was having a shit day.
Did you think to yourself, wow, this guy's a friend, or do you think this guy's being nosy?
Nah, I was like, you know,
I'm well.
I appreciate you,
and I meant it. It wasn't just being, you know.
Yeah.
So look, I'm a well on my
people,
way.
People usually appreciate it when you just ask, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're like in Dustin's case, if he's having a shitty day,
yeah.
If it was me and I told that someone and they
yeah, I had a shitty day 3 weeks
ago. Right, and see, like my thing is like, like I feel bad that somebody is having a shitty day. But I feel like it's not my place to ask you why you're having a shitty day. And if I do that, then I'm a dickhead. Is kind of what, you know what I mean?
Is it just being a guy? Is that how all guys are?
I think over the years.
I don't know. I'm not a typical guy. And what was funny is somebody on Facebook had like a link and it was like, take a test to see like how much percent you are male and how much you are female.
I saw that.
I was totally expecting mine to be like heavily in the female because I'm an open book. Like I've been told, dude, do not ever play poker because you have no poker face whatsoever. Like you just, like I have no wall. And I took it and said, you are 100% male. And I'm like, you are fucking
100%.
Wrong. 100%. Like, yeah.
What about my vagina? Male.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should do it.
Nani, would you say that guys have problems communicating with each other like in that aspect?
Not all, but yes. Most. Majority.
I think
most.
To me,
I think you're just more short and blunt with each
girls
other.
Girls ask way too many fucking questions about
we
each
have to
other.
Know everything.
Why? Does it make you guys closer? Does it make you guys... You're full of shit. It does not make you any closer.
I can sit there and talk forever.
Yeah.
See, that's how I am with girls I date. I'm not that way with guys. But with girls I date, like, I'll talk constantly.
But there's a difference between just talking and... You know what I mean? Like, girls, you girls talk all the time, but...
We go into every single detail about everything.
Exactly, and that makes no fucking sense.
What'd your bowel movement look like?
Oh, that's what... Yeah.
I have loose stool.
Dustin, what's your New Year's resolution?
I haven't even
stop
given
driving.
It. Shut up! I haven't even given it much thought because it's only been a few days. You think I would have had it like planned out ahead of
prior,
time?
Yeah, you think you like a
you
couple
know,
weeks prior?
I mean, yeah, you know, like I would have figured it out by the middle of December or something. But I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought. Maybe just I can't complain. 2014 had some pretty solid moments. I'm hoping 2015 is even better.
Okay,
you know.
So you're only a couple.
They've
days
all been better
right
in 2013, 2012. So
right,
you know, I can't complain.
All right, Brett, New Year's resolution for 2015, which we are in right now. As
we are
speak.
In 2015.
I would think that your New Year's resolution was for you and your girlfriend to get new clothes because you wear the same same clothes.
He only gets paid $25 a year, so
music,
like,
check out this shirt.
They have to shop
it's
at
got
Goodwill.
A huge hole inside of it, and like. A friend of ours said something a few weeks ago and was like, she's like, you need to get a new shirt. But I was like, this is my favorite shirt.
Right, right.
I bought it for 50 cents at Salvation Army one time.
Right.
And it could be like ripped in half. And
it's
I was
totally country, man.
Well, that happened to me.
It's very country.
That happened to me a while back. There was a I have certain jeans that I have had for a long time and they are so well put in.
And your junk fell out.
But I'm also getting bigger and tighter, but
they're still fitting and they're still nice and they're the color that I like.
You're getting tighter.
You're not done growing.
Right. I had some jeans that were super tight on me. I had to retire them because they were getting obscene.
Well, I used to, you know, like they start to rip on the seams because you've washed them so many times, you know. Mm. Well, this one has a particular rip right around the place where I pinch and pull all the time, you know, on your dick.
The pinch and pull?
Sure.
Right. So Molly, the other day,
I don't do the pinch
I think
pull.
It's funny that she knows, like, but the other three guys here were like, what?
I don't do this. Pulling.
See, like right here is where they're at.
Here, I'll show
this
you.
Is where you pinch and pull.
See, I don't do the pinch and pull. I do like a little like the leg shake like this, and it just kind of rearranges everything.
But Molly's like, you need those are time. It's time for those to go. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're no.
Can they just be your lounging jeans?
I guess not. My wife tells me, nope. Nani. What's your New Year's? Did we do yours?
No.
Oh.
No, we just were talking about tight pants.
Yes. Yeah.
Mine would probably be pretty similar to yours because, like, over the last year, I've felt like I've been just, like, so busy that sometimes I, like, inadvertently ignore people.
Right.
Like, somebody will send me a text and I'll be like, oh, when I'm done doing this, I should text them back. And then I never do. Or, like, they have something going on and I'm doing something else. But then there's also people that I've, like, over this last year that I met and are totally cool, but at the same time, like, I don't feel like there's a, like, a genuine...
Sure.
Just straight, like, friendship. Acquaintances. They're good people to hang out with and party with and whatever, but, like, so, like, that's going to be, like, my focus for next year is, like, find the people that are really important to me this year.
So you're gonna take your circle and kind of bring it in.
Right, yeah.
And weed out some things.
Not weed out, but just, you know...
Focus
grow.
On
right, yeah,
focus.
Like,
grow
yeah,
those
like spend more time with the people that I want to spend time with, and not spend so much time.
Sorry, Nadia, he's talking about me. He's talking about me. Don't. It's cool.
And also, if my friends are wearing really tight pants, I'm going to tell them.
All right. Nadia, what do you got for this year's New Year's resolution?
I don't really make up resolutions because I just think that you should become a better person every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Fuck you.
Blow us all out of the water.
I'm all about the positivity. Yeah, the only person you should strive to be better than every day is the person you were yesterday.
But
she
gets it.
I will say this about New Year's resolutions. Like, if you want to change something about yourself, don't wait till fucking December 31st to do it. Just do it that day.
Well, I've been doing it for 2 days now, so.
I mean, that's good.
Obviously. Hello.
You're on the right track.
Right. No, but for me, for me, it's an awareness thing. I have to consciously be aware of something, and I have to become repetitive at it. Otherwise, I don't do it. So
make
I understand.
It a habit. So,
huh?
Make it
but
a habit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I should. I think one New Year's resolution won't hurt, and that's probably to like revisit anime porn.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
I mean, I really think
make
that
two
that should
new
be
movies
a goal.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much.
That
out
should
there.
Be a goal of mine.
I think I'm gonna branch out.
Put in a good word for
and
me.
And that's how
I'm
going
to
make
lower
extra
my
cash.
Debt, I could
maybe you guys could collaborate on something.
Right?
You take it now! that leads me to a question that I'm going to get back to because we have to do Jason's. But don't after Jason gives his, don't let me forget. I got to go back to that.
Okay.
I have a question.
I thought this was one of
question.
Your resolutions. To
Right. I'm going to ask another question.
Okay.
But I want to get his so we can go back to yours.
Okay.
Jason.
Yeah.
I care about you.
I care about you.
You're a good friend.
Yeah, so are you.
What is your New Year's resolution?
I think we're all being serious here, minus Nani coming here with this anime bullshit. I think mine, too, is to strengthen relationships, too. That is definitely a theme.
I'm going to be busy. These two guys, we're going to be just spending all kinds of time together. Because I'm sure they're both talking about me.
Yeah, I am talking about you. No, but there's, especially my group of friends, we've been friends for over 15, 16 years, and... I just had a point now where people are growing up and seemingly apart a little bit, and we still get together probably once a month, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I want to focus more on individuals in the group and rein those guys back in if possible. I mean, people do grow out and separate and change, and that is very difficult for me to accept, though. So I don't know. I think I'm going to try to focus on relationships this year.
All right. Well. Okay, back to the question, because I care about you both. I want to go one step further. If the
somebody said that to me one time and it didn't end up good.
If the opportunity arose where she had the chance to make, let's say, $6,000.
Doing anime porn?
No. Uh-oh. To do a real porno.
and she needed the $6,000 to help get caught up on her bills.
$6,000 seems low.
It's just one fucking day.
It's one fucking day. I would blow a guy for a
Jason's only in debt $4,000, so.
Right, yeah. So she only needs two. She can give Jason the other four.
Is that a realistic number, though? Like, I really don't know what people get paid. I don't know. You have an idea?
I don't know. Okay. See, you're being a woman. You're fucking going too far into it.
How do you feel about the 6,000, Blake?
How would you feel if she came to you and said, "Hey, I need this."
I need this. What is exactly this she needs? The money?
I need this gig.
Or
I need
the dick.
I need this double penetration.
Yeah, got it. For six, no, you got to go at least $8,000 on a double penetration.
No, this is just, it's not, it's nothing fucking disgusting or freaky. And I'm not.
It's not cake farting.
No. I'm not bringing this up as to call you a whore. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You said something about.
Yes.
Taking this. Okay, so it's a joke. Okay. Wow. But not really a joke, because I want to know your real answer.
My honest answer, I would, if you came to me with like that dilemma in your life, I would be like, I would fuck someone else before I would like fuck a dude for $6,000 before I let you fuck a dude for $6,000.
Oh. Or I would just get a second job. Like, here's the thing. Nice. My question would
realistically,
be like,
I would just get a second job and be like, "Hey, we'll just take care of this. Like, $6,000 is not that much money."
I would be like, "Can I be the guy?"
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Can like, someone just pay us $6,000
to
have
sex?
Yeah,
that's what you know.
I'll take $1.50. That's why I like you. You're a great problem solver.
I'm a thinker and a fucker.
That way there's 12,000.
No.
The guys don't get paid nearly the scale that the women get paid.
Unless they do gay porn. Then guys that make gay porn, there's a lot of guys, straight guys that do gay porn.
Yes, I've met one before.
What have
his
you?
Name was Waldo.
No, but I have met one before.
Episode
normal.
Title:
at,
Where's
like
Waldo?
A year ago, okay. Or so. But
so
no.
What does he do?
He well, I don't know.
To
he
get in the mood.
It was. I was not like his friend. I just showed up at his place, banging on his door to see if there's more alcohol over there.
Or if they had crack.
And he came and he let us in and he made us chicken and fed us vodka.
Showed you his gay porn.
Fed us vodka. Gave us vodka shots and then we got to talking and he was on, I can't think of it.
Tinder?
Whatever.
Grinder,
yeah.
Some site, like that's what he would do. He would go and when he needed extra cash and do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And he was straight.
That's every man's dream. It's like, "Hi, we're cute girls looking for booze. Come right in."
I think I've got whole our cabinet full of extra booze in here.
Now that I've got him in here, I should
pump him full of vodka.
I should tell him about how I screw random dudes.
Yeah.
That'll get him.
But I'll make him chicken.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't have sex with a guy. How does a straight man keep aroused?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Did he just like pop a bunch of Viagra? And
just like fucking an ugly girl?
Can't you get like a shot too? Like, can they put a shot in your Dongson bar to keep it hard?
The fact that you just said
Dongson bar. I'm an adult.
I think I remember hearing about those on Willy Wonka. You know, like
everlasting Dongson bars.
When Jason was a kid,
I said good day,
now,
sir.
Jason, we don't call it anything nasty. You call it your Dongson bar.
Yes, Mom.
Wow.
Everlasting Dongson bars.
Where do you go from there?
You go for the fact
okay, just a quick poll. Would you do a dude for $6,000?
$6,000? God, that's low. That's really my line.
How about $60,000 to pay off your house?
Yes. Well, I would have to be like, this is awful.
Okay, let's just say to be debt-free.
Mom, stop listening right now. 2-1. I would, but I can't. I don't think I could have sex. I would have to be had sex.
You'd have to catch. You'd have to be the catcher, not the pitcher.
Right. I don't think I could get
you could
hard
receive the sex.
With, like the man's anus in my face. You know, it's just I couldn't do it.
These lights get hot when you put your hand on.
They do. The Christmas lights you have up. Mm.
And on New Year's,
why do I still have Christmas?
Take them down, Blake.
It's like wearing white after Labor Day.
That's because you had that big New Year's party and you wanted to leave all your decorations up and you just been too tired.
And there's still sixlets everywhere. I know.
I've been grooving on those things like they're fucking crack. I love them. I don't know why. Middle of the night, I wake up and I go, sixlets. And I come down here. And the dog follows me down. Oh, we're going outside. I'm like, we're not going outside. I'm just going in this bowl and get some sixlets.
What a miserable life.
I, you know, one adjective to word, to describe my life. No, it, my life is not miserable.
Well, that's good.
I have a good life. I, there's just pockets of miserableness that
I
have
was,
always...
I thought it was pockets of cholesterol. Sorry, sorry.
Those are taken care of.
What's, what pockets are miserable? Which parts?
No, I just think that there's things I have the inability to improve. Those pockets are... there's a skin growing over them.
Well, you're starting this year with your resolution.
Well, yeah, but
that's a good place to start. Yeah. Baby steps.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to fucking jump off a bridge yet. No, you know what I mean? Meaning I don't want to have a whole bunch of things to fix.
Right.
People say I'm an asshole, and I guess I'm trying not to be an asshole. You think I'm an asshole, Brett?
That's a good resolution. I mean, I think sometimes in life you have to be an asshole.
Right, but do you think overall I'm an asshole?
Overall, no. Yeah. But I mean, that's just to me personally.
He's like,
I don't see how you are in your day-to-day life with other people.
That's true. So. That's true. That's true. That's true. Dustin thinks
because
I'm
an do.
Asshole.
I can be an asshole sometimes when where people will be like, "Whoa,
I
like,
should probably I be an asshole more than like I am."
People just think I don't care. They think I'm an asshole because I don't care, and that's I'm over the years. I'll be 40 here in 2.5 months. And over those 40 years...
You don't look a day over 305.
Nice. Over the years, things have happened in my life that have caused me to act a certain way. And those are defenses that I put up and I really don't want to take down. But they also get in the way of other things.
Only you can define how you want to be versus where you are.
Right, because, you know, I don't know. I don't let things bother me, or I don't get upset about the things that, like Molly thinks that Molly gets very upset with me when she's upset about something and I'm not upset about it. And either A, I'm upset about it, but I'm not showing that I'm upset about it because that's the main part of the relationship, or I just don't let those things affect me. You know what I mean? If somebody in my life is an asshole or somebody is a negative thing in my life, I just don't talk to them. I don't deal with it. I don't, you know.
But a woman wants to fix it? Is that where you're thinking? Is that the different approach?
Yeah, a woman will go back over and over to that friend, you know? Over and over and over to that friend that's shitty to them or that person that's bad in their life. They will continually have them in there. And yes. Men do it too.
It's hard to...
That's why she keeps hanging out with me.
Right.
I think women have a hard time letting things go.
And I have a hard time letting my thing go.
Slam dunk.
1 hour. That was pretty good. What do you think we should do here?
We could talk for another hour, but I don't think we should.
Does everybody feel cleansed?
Yeah.
This New Year's.
Maybe we should do this every so often,
like once a year.
The free form. You know, who knows? This may be the most popular episode that the listeners
seven people.
Enjoy.
I mean, there was some. Hilarious moments. There were some serious moments where people are like, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Enough of these shitty comedy bits. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Miss Cleo's happy that we mentioned her.
let's not do dick jokes all the whole show.
Let's do one. Let's just do one dick joke per show, please.
We've done three of them.
Please. Okay.
All right. Good. Well, Jason, thank you very much for being on the show. I appreciate
this. This is a cool format. It's a nice change of pace. My pleasure to be here.
All right. Not 3 weeks in a row.
I know.
You smell horrible. You've been sitting here for 3 weeks.
You do have a BO problem.
I'm like, I think I'm rotting. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say raunchy, and then you stopped. And
naughty. Naughty and raunchy.
Yeah. But you did good. You did a good job. I hope you had a good time.
I did. Thank you.
And don't. What? When we're in front of this microphone, it's not always what the person appears to be. Jason's a real fucking asshole.
I'm the same guy. I'm cool as the other side of the pillow, according to her.
Hey, I appreciate you being on the show these last 3 weeks.
Hey,
and
I do what I can.
My favorite part is that between your pop filter and your headphones, we could land a plane with safely.
I'm very orange.
You could be
I-L-L-I-N-I.
We could do some road construction with you around and feel safe about it.
I feel like I'm too close to Ernie's dick right now.
Brett
Ebert,
I really wish you'd quit sitting around here for 3 weeks and get that album done.
They're probably really mad. They're probably wondering where I am right now. They're probably like, man, we could have been done by now.
Right.
I don't know what he's doing.
It could have been a double album.
Yeah, but that's the rock star thing to do. You got to like just go on like a hiatus for a while. Yeah. And then everybody's like, is he dead? Is he on drugs? Has he called 911?
Nah, he's just been doing podcasts for 3 weeks in a row.
Hang out with Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
I would hang out with Scott Stapp.
Oh, I'd hang out with him just for show content.
I mean,
that's all we do. We live for show content.
That's exactly right. That's like I always said. I'm not funny enough to be a stand-up comedian. I'm not funny enough to write stuff. But like interacting with people and working off people, I can do that. You know what I mean? So, but thank you. And episode 173, IBWIP. Good night, folks. Good night. There's no music. It's kind of weird. Just kind of fade out into oblivion.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.